Tonight we'll be discussing Kriyas HaTorah. How is Kriyas HaTorah related to this week's Parsha? Because here's what happens. The Gemara in Baba Kama, that Pei Beis, brings a pasuk in this week's Parsha. Vayehu shleishes yamin b'midbar v'loi matzu mayim. They didn't find any water. Right, so the Gemara, right, the story in the Chumash was Bnei Yisrael was traveling the Midbar and there was no water and they started complaining. The Gemara darshins. What does Mayim mean? Mayim means Torah. That they went 3 days without learning Torah. And that was very bad. So Zat the Gemara, Amdu Nevi'im Shebineihem. The Nevi'im amongst them stood up. The Tiknu Lehem Shukarim B'Shabbos. They were masaking to have Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, on Monday and Thursday. Okay, so now you know where did our mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah come from. Why do we do it? It's a mitzvah, Mr. Rabbanan. But why do we do Kriyas HaTorah on Thursday, Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos? It's from this week's Parsha, because we do not want to go 3 days without Mayim. Mayim is Torah. That is the Gemara. Now, who is masaking it? The Lashon of the Gemara is Nevi'im. If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam says, which Navi was it?
Ezra.
Shmuel. Ezra, Shmuel. Malachi. What?
Malachi.
Ezra, Malachi. Moshe! Is that the Rambam? Which Navi was it that was Misakin Kriyas HaTorah? Moshe Rabbeinu! Frak the Gemara! Yehuda's question, what do you mean? It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Ezra. Zot the Gemara! Moshe Rabbeinu was masaking one Aliyah, three Psukim, and Ezra was masaking three Aliyahs, and how many Psukim?
Ten!
Okay, ten Psukim. Okay, that is the Gemara, Baba Kama, Daf, Pei, Days, okay? So now, be smart your whole lives. Remember, if you remember nothing else, which is very possible, at least remember this, okay? It's a pasuk in the Chumash that says we went 3 days without water. Water is Torah, and therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was masaking Kriyas HaTorah 3 days a week. And Ezra was masaking on those 3 days to have three Aliyahs, ten Psukim. Fine, that's a fact. That's the connection to this week's Parsha. Now we're going to get into some fancy schmancy lamdas. I'm going to throw out a chakira that the Rishayim and the Achrayim tumble with. Goodbye, show all the Achrayim. Rishayim and Achrayim tumble with. Good luck in the email. Not by me. Now, the question is, what is the lumpness of Kriyas HaTorah? When you are in shul, what is your mitzvah? What is your mitzvah in Kriyas HaTorah? Is your mitzvah to listen, shmia, or is your mitzvah to be Kaidei, to be Kari, to actually say the Psukim? This is the Chakira, and the Rishayim and Achrayim, how to understand Kriyas HaTorah. On Friday, not Friday night, on Shabbos, when you're listening to Kriyas HaTorah, have in mind this Chakira. What are you really supposed to be doing? Besides facing out, what are you supposed to be doing? No. You're supposed to be laning it. We can't all lane it, so we don't all lane it. What do? We're not all laning it. We're listening. How's listening like laning? Shemaya Ka'ina. This very important principle, which is, if you listen to something, it's like you said it. Shemaya Ka'ina. So therefore, is that the pshat? Is the pshat that really we're all having Kriyas HaTorah? Just through Shemia, it's Shemaya Ka'ina. Or no, the Chiyav is just to hear it. Just the Shemia alone. We don't need Ka'ina. We don't need that it's like I said it. That is the Chakira. Now, what's a nafkamina? At the end of the day, I'm listening. What's a nafkamina of this chakira? I'm going to put out there a few nafkaminas. One of them is Tosis and Saita discusses a blind person. Is a blind person chayav Kriyas HaTorah? But that's not what I'm talking about. What about a blind guy? Okay? Is a blind guy chayav in Kriyas HaTorah? Gershi's not off on this point. We definitely will discuss the Chayrish, a good point, but what about a blind person? Is a blind person Chayav Kriyas HaTorah? Zak Taisus? What, Gabi? Wrong! Zak Taisus? No, he's Pater. What's the lumdis? Not because you're shaita, because you can't read. If you learn, the chiyuv is listening. If the chiyuv is listening, so I don't care if he can't read it, he still can listen. But if you hold, the lumdis is, you have to lane it. Now, it happens to be through listening, it's like you laned it. So a person who can't lane, he's b'chlan not even the parsha. Therefore, the chiyuv wasn't said on him at all. And as they learned Tesis and Saita the Dav Lamedes, that a Summa is Batim and Kriyas HaTorah says he can't lean. There's a Raya to this side of the Hakira, there's a Lacha in Kriya. Now, inverse Nafkamina is there. Nice, a deaf guy. So here we have someone who is deaf. If you hold Halacha in Shmia, and that is the whole Halacha, so then he can't hear, he's Batim. But if the Halacha is Kriya, just the way we all do the Kriyas through listening, so a deaf person, he is able to do Kriya, so he would still be Chayav in doing Kriya. He may have to be the Baal Kari every week, because that's the only way he'll be able to do the mitzvah. Great. Now, Zat Akiva, very nice fancy lumdus, fancy Hakira, but what was the yisaid of this takana? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu make this takana? Because Klal Yisrael went 3 days without
learning.
Now, if you do not say the words, you just look at your svarim, or you just go to a shir and maybe pay attention and you hear something, is that learning? Of course it is. So the way you are mekayim Talmud Torah is through listening as well. And therefore, Akiva is saying that it could be, it would make sense that the whole takana was just shmiah, but just listening, because that's the whole point with Talmud Torah. If you look in the Rambam Hilchas Tefillah says Moshe Rabbeinu was tikin Torah v'Rabim, and he says Shlo Yishu Shleisha Yamin below. What's the next word in the Rambam?
Shmiya.
Shmiya Torah. The Rambam says the whole takana was we should not go 3 days without Shmiya Torah. This is a riot to this side of Hakira, and that would be like Akiva's wanting to say that the whole Yisrael is Talmud Torah. It shouldn't have to be a Kriya. Good. But we're not done. Okay? So we have a Nafkamina of a Summa, a Nafkamina of a Cheresh. We have what the Ram seems to be saying. That we're going to give you some more Nafkaminas. What about a Katan? What if the Baal Kore is a Katan? A Katan is someone who is under 13. And he cannot be Maitzi me in anything. So what happens if you have a 12-year-old smart Israeli kid who gets up and is the best Baal Kari ever.
No. But the Rebbe's son is 13.
I know. I was just joking. He really is 12. Now, what happens if...
What about if you have a monkey or a bird?
Oh, go. We'll talk about monkeys in a minute. Okay, 1 minute. We're going to get to the talking monkey soon. Hey, great question. I love the question. We're there. Anything goes, okay?
When you drink water, the whole thing with Takana was that you drink water and you go without water. Shouldn't it be something that you use your path for?
I'm with you. Listen up. So now, you have... I'm going to tell you. I'm going to make you smart. Don't fight me. Here we go. You have a katan. Get up and do Kriyas HaTorah. What's the lumdus? If you want to say it's a halacha in Kriya, that everyone is chai to be kare, and the way we are kare is through shemea ke oine. My katan can't let that happen. There's no shemea ke oine on a katan. But if all the halacha is shmia, 1 minute, my friend, if the whole halacha is a shmia, when a katan gets up and says, Bereshis bara Elokim, did I just hear Torah?
Yes.
Absolutely. Let me ask a different question.
A computer also can read.
Let me ask you another question. If a katan gives the daf yayni shir, and you go in and you listen to it, can you make the siyum hashas? You didn't say one word.
Yeah.
Of course you could. Because when a katan says taira, it's taira. When a monkey or a computer says taira, let's just say you turned on a computer and listened to an automated daf yomi shir. I'm sure they have that. Are you yotze? Why not? I learned Torah. So theoretically, you can wriggle up your nose all you like. But I'm putting out a lundus shaila now. If you have the lundus being a shmiah, so So why can I not be yotze with a cut done with a monkey with a computer? Now, what's that halacha? There is a Gemara and Megillah. Daf. Bob Gimel. That says. That says a katan can count for the seven aliyahs. Back in the Gemara's time, whoever got the aliyah did the kriya. The Gemara says that a katan is oila for the seven. For that, the Rishayim, huh? A katan? How can a katan do that? Zak, it's a machlekes, the Ran and the Meiri over there. The Ran says it does not mean that the katan does all seven. It means the katan can do some of the seven.
What does that mean?
I'm going to tell you. It means that you need to have a gadol do at least one, and the achrayim and mazbir, because of the takana maishir Rabbeinu. We want to make sure we get the takana maishir Rabbeinu. And therefore we need to have a gadol do at least one. And then the katan can do the rest. The Meiri argues and says nothing doing. When the Gemara says that katan counts, and can do all seven of them. We have a machlekes, Ran and Meiri, if a katan can do be the whole Baal Kare, or only be mashlim. Very possible. Because at least then we're going to have the kind of Maisha Rabbeinu, that there was at least one to have. Women, we're going to them soon.
Got you to Ezra.
Oh, very good. For Ezra, we'll say it'll be enough to be mashlim the katan. We're going to wood it down as a takana, absolutely. Okay, but here we have another hakira, the nafkamina of this hakira. How will it apply to a katan and who are they in a computer? What can I do? Now, let me throw out another interesting case. What happens if the Baal Kari lanes from a stolen Sefer Torah? Mitzvah Baba Vera! You lane from a stolen Sefer Torah. If I take a lulav and I shake a stolen lulav, am I yotze? Why? Because
Mitzvah Baba Vera.
If I take a stolen Sefer Torah and I lane from the stolen Sefer Torah, am I yotze? Ooh, now let's start talking. Maybe, it's not like here, it's maybe. Absolutely not, it's just brought into, what? So let me tell you, there's a Gemara. Okay, but I stole this one. Now, there's a Rambam by Hilchas. I'm going to tell you. There's a Rambam by Hilchas Shofar, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says, if you steal a Shofar and you blow with it, you are Yotze. No, you're just Yotze. You're Yotze with that. Zot the Rambam, why are you Yotze? Because the mitzvah is the kol. And you heard the kol. And the kol wasn't stolen. Zot the achreinim, lamdis. If you hold that you need a chetzah shel mitzvah, so then if it's stolen, that's not a chetzah shel mitzvah. A shofar, the shofar is not a chetzah shel mitzvah. And therefore, even if you stole the shofar, who cares? The chetz is the coal. The coal you didn't steal, the coal is mine. And therefore, there is no problem. I'm not recommending it. But one minute. So therefore, you are yotze with a stolen shofar. Zazafai, what about by Kriya? Okay, take us a question in a second. What about by Kriya Torah? So here's a shaila. If you hold, it's a lach and shmia. All I need to do is hear Torah. So then, it could be that the Sefer Torah is a hechetimsa. It's not a chetza shal mitzvah. It's a hechetimsa. For example, by shofar, right? If a guy gets up and doesn't have the shofar, and he just goes, whoo, like with his hand, that's not good. You need a shofar. But a shofar, the pshat is a hechetimsa, just a way of getting the kol that you need. So Torah, if I get up there with a chumash, that's not good enough, because that's not the Torah that we need. We need to have Torah b'chsav. But I have Torah b'chsav. Just happens what? It's stolen. Because it's not a chetzah shel mitzvah, because the mitzvah isn't the kriya. The mitzvah is just the shmia. Maybe I will be yotze with the stolen Sefer Torah. But if you hold the other way, it's a mitzvah kriya. What does kriya mean? You need to have ink and cloth, and you need to read from the Torah, well, then it could be the Sefer Torah becomes a Chefza Shel Mitzvah, and therefore if it's stolen, you would not be Yotze. Another Chakir Gishmak. What? If you hold halacha in Shmiah, then perhaps you'd be Yotze. If you hold halacha.
Yeah.
If you hold, what?
What do we hold?
Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you. This is not halacha shir. I'm not passing any shayas because I'm soon going to get the bad stuff. Okay, now listen. One more thing over here in this world.
Wait.
No, wait. Now one more thing in this world. What happens?
Wait, Rabbi.
Yeah, yeah. What happens if? I said one question. You already asked one. What happens if you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei? I'm so sorry, but not really. What happens if you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and they're up to Kirsa Torah? Somehow you came late, I don't know how that's possible, or you just have a very long Shmona Esrei, you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and they're up to Kirsa Torah. Should you stop, listen? Are you Yotze if you do? So, if you hold, it's Halach and Kriya, I need to lane the Torah. And the way I lay in the Torah is through Shomea Ke'oina. So then, I can't do that. I'm middle davening now. I'm middle Shmon Esrei. I can't interrupt my Shmon. Okay, but not only am I putter, I can't do it. Because if I listen, Machlokes is trying to tell you what to do with this lamed also, but that'll be a different share. So the point is, if you hold Shemeya Ka'ina is what I need, I can't do that in Mil Shmon Esrei. But if Allah is just Shmia, but I'm not saying anything, so in the middle of Shmon Esrei, I can stop and I can listen, and it's not a hefsik because I am not saying anything.
Why do you have to stop? Just keep on going.
Because if I'm keep going, I'm not hearing. Because I'm not hearing, I'm busy talking.
Listen,
if you can multitask, I got no problem with that. No concern. Okay, holy cow, it's later. Okay, guys, Mishra tonight is until 12:30. Now listen, now, here is, okay, there's a lot more napkamis on this part, but I want to jump to another part. Okay, 1 minute. There's another major chakira, you cannot be smart without knowing this chakira. Okay, there's another chakira in Talmud Torah, in Kriyas Torah. And here it is. Hello, Aaron. Nice to come. Nice you came. What you got back there? Now, here's what happens. Is it halacha in the tzibur or is halacha in the yachid? Is every yachid chayiv in Kriyas Torah or it's halacha in the tzibur? Let's play this out a little bit. I'm not going to say any names, but I learned in the yeshiva where the hanhala holds, you're supposed to daven be a chidus. Or you could daven be a chidus. Imagine that. Imagine there'd be incentives to daven without a minion. Okay, that's pretty much what it is. It's not daven a minion. However, what about Kriyas HaTorah? What about Kriyas HaTorah? No names. What about Kriyas HaTorah? If you hold, it's halacha that in the tzibur. So if there's a tzibur, well then there's a chiyah for Kriyas HaTorah. But if you hold that it's halacha on the yachid, so even if you don't have a tzibur, every yachid is chayiv to go and hear Kriyas HaTorah. So this yeshiva with their hanhala are makvid. They daven Shmon Esrei at home, but they hold that listening to Kriyas HaTorah is a chayiv on the yachid. Now you can't do Kriyas HaTorah by yourself. There's another halacha, you cannot do Kriyas HaTorah without 10, because either it's covered a Torah, or other reasons, perhaps, maybe double shabbat kedusha, perhaps, but you need to have 10. So they hold it's an individual chiv, and the way you can be mekayim that chiv is go to the minyan and have 10 people. But I'm just pointing out the chakira there. Is it an individual chiv, or is it a halacha chiv? I'm going to give some nakamines to understand the chakira a little bit better. Here we go, here's another chakira. Yeah, how about this one? Okay. Are you allowed to talk or learn in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah? The Rashiva's not here right now, so I definitely can talk about this one. I know that Taisus Yontif doesn't like talking in the middle of davening Kriyas HaTorah, and I'm all for that. But here's the question. I'm not passing halacha, and I'm not a Rashiva. I'm going to put the Shaila out there. Can you talk and learning in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah? I'm going to tell you a story.
No.
There was a shtibol. I'm not going to say the name of the shtibol. There's a shtibol in a certain city in a certain country that during Kriyas HaTorah, There'd be 10 people around the bima, and everyone else was fighting and learning, like screaming and fighting. It got to a point where the people learning screamed to the Balkari, keep it down, keep it down, because the Balkari was too loud. They were busy hacking the learning. What's pshat in that? What is the pshat? Zot the Shulchan Aruch. Listen up. I know the what, the where, and the when. Zot the Shulchan Aruch. Simon, listen up. Simon, Kof, Mem, Vav. Shulchan Aruch says like this. Kof, Mem, Vav, Bez. Once the Balkari starts their Torah, Aser l'saper b'divrei Torah. It's Aser to talk and learning. The Yesh Aymerim. Mutter! The Yesh Aymerim. I'm just reading the word. I'm stupid. I just read the words. Listen to these words. The Yesh Aymerim. Shem Yesh Asara. There are 10 people that are listening. So then, Mutter l'saper b'divrei Torah. Now there's more there, but we're not passing right now. I'm putting out there, one minute, I'm putting out there, Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Mem Vav, Sif Beis, that brings down multiple shitas. Are you allowed to learn during Kriyas HaTorah? Yeah. One of the shitas are, as long as there are 10 listening, you can. Zot the Bir Halacha. I don't get it. If you're learning, that means you're not listening. The Bir Halacha, written by the Chavetz Chaim, understood that every individual needs to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So he doesn't get how can the Shulchan Aruch, which is not the Shulchan Aruch, the Tosfos and Brachos Daf Ches, how could it be that they are learning and not listening? But it's telling this Chakira. If you hold it's halacha in every yachid of a chiv to hear, well then I need to listen. But if you hold halacha in the tzibur, no problem. The tzibur is here, there's 10 listening, we're good to go, I don't need to listen. Also in Shulchan Aruch, right before that, can you leave in the middle? I'm in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, the Balkari is schlepping, I want to go to my kids club, am I allowed to go out? So if it's in the middle of an aliyah, chas v'shalom, it's aser, it's a design to the Torah. But let's say in between aliyahs, can I just like check out? Shulchan Aruch says, shin dalet. What does shin dalet mean? Shopper dummy, no problem. I read you the Shulchan Aruch. Ben Gavra le Gavra, shopper dummy. Being between Gavra and Gavra, it's okay. Now, there's a big tumult. Why is it okay? Is that the Mishnah Berurah, Lishi Tasei? Who wrote the Mishnah Berurah? Zazrayim. Zat the Mishnah Berurah, Lishi Tasei. The only reason why it's okay is because you already heard Kriyas HaTorah. That is the Chavetz Chaim Lishi Tasei. Chavetz Chaim holds it's a chiyuv on every individual. And therefore, you can't learn and you can't walk out. But like this raid, we can say divim pshat. The pshat is, the reason why you can walk out is because the tzibur's got it. You're okay. All right, this is another nafkamina. I'll give you one more nafkamina, or even two. Okay, one more nafkamina is a geshmak ashayla. Megillah, that falls out, Purim, that falls out on Shabbos, like this year. We do not lay in the Megillah on Shabbos. The reason is a gezerah. Shema, Yavirenu, Arba, Amat, Rishis Rabin. Maybe you're going to go carry it, Rishis Rabin. So, Frech, the Vilna Gain, in the Sefer Maisa Rav. Why can we do Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos? What is the difference? I challenge you, ask anyone this question. What is the difference between Kriyas HaTorah and Megillah? In both cases, you may come to carry. The same way I'm going to carry the Megillah, and we don't say, well, just don't be a dope, leave it in Shul. We say, no. There's going to be someone who is a dope and will not leave it in shul, and he's going to carry it. So then, by the Sefer Torah also, we should be nervous that maybe someone's going to take the Sefer Torah and walk down and just rob him.
There's a guy who might go ask for us.
No one has their own personal Sefer Torah.
Megillahs people have, there people have. What?
Everybody was supposed to have
so let them say it over here also. Okay, Donnie's saying a nice answer. Right, everyone has their own personal Sefer Torah. So Donnie has a good answer, which is maybe we can't make a gezerah against an open halacha from Moshe Rabbeinu. There's right about that. It's a Taz that says that. Very good. Here's what the Vilna Gaon says. You ready? Here's what the Vilna Gaon says. He says, it's halacha in the tzibur. By Megillah, every individual is chayav to hear Megillah. So since it's a chiyuv on every individual, we are nervous that not every individual is so smart, and they may take the Megillah and walk down on the Shizraim. But Kriyas HaTorah is not a halacha in the individual. It's halacha in the tzibur. We do not believe that the tzibur as a whole will be a dope. We believe that they will not make this mistake. And therefore, this could be another nafka mina of this chakira. One last nafka mina, and I'm going to tell you a completely different twist. One last nafka mina is Megillah. Once with Megillah. Yeah. In Megillah, the halacha is that we read Megillah on the 14th of Adar or the 15th of Adar. However, there were people who lived in villages, and the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah Megillah on that base says, the people who live in villages, they can lay the Megillah on Monday and Thursday. No matter what, whether it's the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, it doesn't matter. They can hear the Megillah on Monday and Thursday. Why Monday and Thursday? What's special about Monday and Thursday? Zot Rashi, because they come to the cities on Monday and Thursday. Why do they come to the cities? Zot Rashi, because that's when Bezdin was in the cities. They would come for Bezdin anyway, and they don't know how to lay Megillah, so once they're coming anyway for Bezdin, they'll hear the Megillah. Zot Yerushalmi, and the Turi Evan, the Divim Shat. The reason why they come to cities on Monday and Thursday is to hear Kriyas HaTorah, because they do not have Kriyas HaTorah in the villages. They don't know how to lay. And therefore, they come in every Monday and Thursday so that they can hear Kriyas HaTorah. Zot the Netziv, Frek the Netziv. What city was Netziv from?
Vilna.
Velazhen. Frek the Netziv. What's the machlokas over here? Why does Rashi not say that the reason why they're coming in is because of Kriyas HaTorah? Not marketplace, because of Kriyas HaTorah. Zot the Netziv, and this is another machlokas, Rashi, Yerushalmi, Turi Evan, is the halacha in Tzibur, so the villages don't have a Tzibur. They don't have a minyan, they don't have a chidus, and therefore they have no chiv to come in. But if you hold it's a chiv on the yachid, so then they have a chiv to come in from the villages to come in. Okay, so these are a sampling, there's many more, a sampling of the nafka minas between these two chakiras. Two separate chakiras. What I want to end off with, perhaps we could say that even if you hold it's a halacha in the tzibur, it could still be a halacha in the yachid. I'll explain what that means. If you are at home, you are a yachid. So then you have no chiyuv at all. It's halacha in the tzibur. But let's say you're in the tzibur. Once you're part of the tzibur, it may then become a chiv on every individual in the tzibur. And therefore, if I live in the village, I don't have a minyan, I daven at home, I do not need to hear Kriyas HaTorah at all. But if I'm in the minyan, I'm now part of the tzibur. So if I'm part of the tzibur, now maybe it becomes a chiv on me. So even if there are 100 people there, but they're all the tzibur, so now it becomes a chiv on every individual in the tzibur. Or maybe not. Even if you hold that it's a chiv on the tzibur, it just stays on the tzibur. It doesn't go now to become an individual yachid. The nafka mina is, can you have everyone else learn? Have 10 people listen and everyone else learn. Even if you say it's a lach on the yachid, if you want to say it's a lach on the tzibur and goes over to the yachid, then no one can learn because everyone has to hear. If you hold it just stays like even tzibur, then you could do it. As far as the other chakira, I'll end with this. As far as the other chakira, if you hold, it's halach in shmiya or halach in kriya. We were saying nafka minas before that you don't need to have a ksav as long as you hear it. But very possible, what's the halach in shmiya? The halach in shmiya is you need to hear it from a kriya, not just hear it. But hear it from a kriya. Not that I need to do a kriya, but I need to hear it from a kriya. And therefore, I may need to have a kosher sefer Torah. I may need to have a kosher bal korei. Because the halacha is to hear Torah from a kriya. So what I've done is, these two chakiras in the velt, to perhaps combine each of the tzadim to make a middle tzad. It's not yachid versus tzibur, it's when does it tzibur the yachid tzchayim. It's not shmiya versus kriya. It's when there is a kriya, I need to have a shmiya of that kriya. Have a good night. We are done.